like more emotional than I thought it would be.
It reminded me of when they talk about slavery in high school and you feel like angry for a few days, but then you just realize like this is how it is.
For me, it was kind of frustrating almost to look back and see how much further some people were behind me, and realizing that, you know, a lot of that stuff, no amount of hard work or even legislation can make up that gap.
It's interesting being an Asian American because you're not really sure where you fall on the spectrum of privilege.
I know that for me, one of the reasons I ended up so far back was that there are questions around safety as an African American, as a woman, as a gay woman. There are just so many different ways that I don't feel safe.
I feel like I just learned to be grateful for what you have. You know, we're in such a huge society where it's always complaining about what you don't have.
It just shows you that for some families, like each family, you're meant to do better. My grandparents did good, my parents did good, and I'll do even better.
I do think if you're not like aware of privilege, you should do this exercise, but it's more complicated. Let's take some time.